Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Two Kansas high schools are investigating after students at one school reportedly yelled racist and offensive taunts at the other school's basketball team. Topeka High School's team was subjected to racial slurs, threats, and taunts during a game on Saturday with Valley Center High School. Officials have started a petition asking for Valley Center High School fans to be removed from sporting events. And there's new information on the U.S. 54 four-lane expansion project in southwest Kansas.
The Kansas Department of Transportation says within the next 2 weeks, weather permitting, U.S. 54 traffic in Seward County will be shifted to new eastbound lanes for head-to-head traffic, and the existing lanes will be closed for construction. The motor carrier inspection station will be stopping westbound trucks only. County Road 6 will be closed permanently, and County Road M will be open to local traffic until further notice. J.P. Bazette reporting.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Fall is here and another season of mowing is almost complete. Between regular use and potential damage from unseen branches or rocks, mowers endure a great deal of stress. Let Prairie Land Partners John Deere certified technicians inspect and service your mower or handheld equipment. Neglecting service at the end of the season could potentially shorten your mower's lifespan and lead to expensive repairs. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.org.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Laura Kelly recently announced that participation in post-secondary education at Kansas adult correctional facilities has increased by more than 50% over the past year. As of November, all nine Kansas Consortium of Correctional Higher Education, or KCCHE, member colleges have been accepted to the U.S. Department of Education Pell Experimental Site Initiative, which provides need-based Pell grants to people in prison. Because of these partnerships, Kansas now leads the country as the only state to provide Pell-eligible college programming in every adult correctional facility. There are currently 22 higher learning programs available in all adult correctional facilities within Kansas, and programs vary from career and technical education to associate degrees in a variety of studies and bachelor's degrees in computer information systems and business administration or management. Today, there are 545 students enrolled in college courses, with 46 in bachelor's degree programs, 338 in associate's degree programs, and 161 students in certificate or certified technical education programs. Expanding post-secondary education opportunities is one way in which the Kansas Department of Corrections is delivering on its goal of providing individualized, evidence-based, and data-driven services and increasing access to programs that increase public safety. The colleges and universities offering the programs include Washburn University, University of St. Mary, Barton Community College, Butler Community College, Colby Community College, Cowley Community College, Donnelly College, Hutchinson Community College, and Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Five people with ties to Northwest Kansas were honored on Friday as part of the Next Gen Under 30 program. Fort Hays State University graduates Katie Blackburn, the Janus Campaign Executive Director, and Kendall Goetzman with Dirk's Law Firm, Mark Faber, the Fort Hays State University 2021-2022 Student Body President, Kylie Landreth of Paradise Roots Pharmacy of Plainville, and Lucas Goddard of the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center in Norton. The program honorees had to be nominated for the program and were honored as part of the program at a Black Tie Awards dinner in Topeka. Blackburn was honored for her work in the nonprofit sector. Goetzman was honored under the law category. Faber was honored under the education category. Landreth was honored in the healthcare category. And Goddard was honored in the retail and e-commerce category. According to the program's website, the Next Gen Under 30 mission is to identify and honor talented young adults and to encourage them to follow their lifetime family and career goals in Kansas. Next Gen Under 30 recognizes and encourages the next generation of innovative, creative, and inspiring individuals who push the boundaries in various categories of endeavor. The award winners were selected based on their participation in and contribution to their communities, and a panel of respected business and civic leaders serve as judges. The website candrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents, and the Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, save which streets you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. And there's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about way stations and bridge heights. Officials said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe, adding that the CanDrive website is easy to use and includes features that will help drivers as they travel Kansas highways. And having access to the latest road condition information is important for travelers as it helps people get where they want to go and keeps the Kansas economy moving. For more information on road conditions, you can visit candrive.org. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
In accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half-staff in all state buildings, grounds, and facilities now through sunset today, Thursday, December 8th, in recognition of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Governor Kelly said this year marks the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, in which over 2,400 Americans lost their lives. And she encourages all Kansans to join her in remembering those killed on December 7th of 1941 and in honoring all veterans and service members who have given the ultimate sacrifice while defending our country. Kansas Farm Bureau announced the creation of the Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program, or RKAP, which was developed with a grant from the Kansas Department of Commerce's Office of Registered Apprenticeship to help address workforce needs in rural communities across Kansas. Joel Leftwich, the KFB Chief Strategy Officer, stated that RKAP will assist businesses to create individual programs to meet their needs, while employees will receive on-the-job training, mentorship, and increased earning potential. RKAP is Kansas's first registered apprenticeship program focused solely on agriculture and rural communities to provide industry-driven career pathways for farmers, ranchers, and small businesses serving agricultural areas. Registered apprenticeships benefit employers by developing a skilled and loyal workforce, and apprentices enjoy a full-time job with a certified credential showing mastery of their craft. Registered apprenticeships can be tailored to meet the needs of every business and industry, as the model has proven successful in other industries, including construction, healthcare, and manufacturing, for many years in Kansas. For more information on RKAP, you can visit the Office of Registered Apprenticeship at ksapprenticeship.org. the American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now to help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of flu this year and is already reporting an early spike in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules and adverse weather, seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter. So donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply now by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There's no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There are upcoming blood donation opportunities in Hill City on Wednesday, December 14th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hill City High School, 1 Ringneck Drive, and in Phillipsburg on Monday, December 19th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Phillips County 4-H Building, North Highway 183. The Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers that the reopening of K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties has been delayed. The reconstruction project was originally scheduled to be completed by the end of November, but will require additional time due to construction setbacks and impending winter weather. The road is now expected to be reopened in late spring of 2023. Motorists are advised to continue using the signed detour on K-23, K-223, and K-383. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Eric Oechlager at 785-443-1266. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Coombs Trucking is proud of the diligence and dedication the spirited Phillipsburg Panthers winter sports teams possess. Good luck, boys and girls, at the events this week from Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg. We haul all over, so give us a call at 785-543-2759. Nutrien Ag Solutions is thrilled to support the Hill City Ringnecks winter sports teams and wants to wish the talented and determined athletes best of luck at the upcoming games and events. From your friends and fans at Nutrien Ag Solutions in Hill City, your chemical seed and fertilizer supplier.
The perfect holiday gift, no matter who you are. Easily find the perfect holiday gift for everyone of a kind person on your list with a CU Money Visa gift card from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Select our virtual option to share a gift card instantly or choose your delivery date. Wrap up your holiday shopping early at UNWFCU, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The latest trade numbers show U.S. agricultural exports have started the new fiscal year on a pretty strong note. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
The fiscal year for ag product exports starts October 1st every year, and back in October of 2021, the fiscal 2022 year began with record high October exports, $17.7 billion. But what about this past October, which launched FY23?
This October, we're at $17.5 billion, so pretty close.
Just a tad under, but USDA economist Bart Ketter says there's still a chance for some even better months to come. He says over the last 6 years,
the peak of ag exports has tended to hit anywhere from October through December. So it remains to be seen if this is the peak or if that is yet to come in the next couple of months.
However, right now, even with a pretty good start to the new fiscal year, USDA is forecasting a 3% drop in exports this year. Bart Kenner says part of the reason for that is the outlook for a
strong U.S. dollar,
which tends to reduce U.S. exports, increase our ag product imports. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The top Republican on the House Ag Committee wants a stronger safety net for U.S. farmers. Pennsylvania Republican Glenn Thompson wants Congress to strengthen crop insurance and farm subsidy programs so producers don't have to rely on stopgap federal aid to survive challenges like trade wars, natural disasters, and COVID-19. The need for a reliable farm safety net is paramount, says Thompson. He will likely become the committee chair in January when Republicans gain a slim majority in the House. Agriculture.com says almost 80% of federal agriculture funding has moved through the ballot program since 2018. This has been a check of agriculture news. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture News.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitech horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleybet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleybet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleybet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A low-pressure system is crossing the Central Plains this afternoon and may bring some precipitation to parts of Kansas, including a mix of rain, snow, and freezing rain in our north-central counties. Rain or showers will be lingering in the eastern areas, and the southwest parts of our state should stay dry. A winter weather advisory is up until 2 p.m. for the west central up through the north central counties, basically the northwest quarter of Kansas. Slick roads are possible, up to an inch of snow and a few tenths of an inch of ice are possible, but that should melt off by early afternoon. The low is heading off to the northeast, and precipitation should move out by midday or early afternoon. On the map, our low is over southern Kansas and will move east before turning northeast up into the midwestern states. Showers will be likely for about the eastern half of our state until about noon or early afternoon. Some lingering cloud cover likely for much of our state through the afternoon, but things will gradually clear out as an occluded front pushes out of Kansas by late afternoon. Then Friday looks fair, with high pressure extending into the Central Plains and a low pressure trough east of the mountains providing a little bit of a warm-up. Will be in the 40s and 50s statewide on Friday. Another low should form near the Panhandles late tomorrow. Doesn't look like too big of a deal, but it may bring us a few showers. Next up, we've got another potential rainmaker coming in by next Tuesday. This afternoon's highs in our northwestern counties, upper 40s and low 50s, with upper teens for the overnight lows. Low to mid 30s in the north central counties and low to mid 20s overnight. Northeast, mid to upper 40s with low 30s for the overnight lows. Southwest, mid to upper 50s will be in the upper teens overnight. South central, mid to upper 50s today with upper 20s for the overnight lows. And in the southeast counties, mid 50s today, low 30s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Beef up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Thanks for listening to KQNKAM and FM.